Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Down in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind.
Welcome to episode 438 of Fourth and John. I'm Dale Sonnes here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo in the building, or in the car, shall I say, and Tim Kincaid from AZ. This is Fourth and John, home of the new fan club for just Jahan Dotson, Jamaican. This guy was traded in the middle of the day. If you listen to our last podcast, we got two things right. We got one thing right, one thing wrong. We knew wide receiver three was about to be traded to this team. Did we think that the Commanders would be dumb enough to do it? But what they traded us, I say us because we're part of the team, obviously. But for a fifth-round pick, Jahan Dotson, we traded a third-round pick and two multiple draft picks in the seventh round. If you're going to look at the money, I'm just going to say it's from the money. It makes complete sense. This is a Howie move. It was 1.5, 3.5 the following year. And then we have the fifth-year option since he was drafted in the first round. So this makes sense. This trio of Jahan Dotson, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown could be together for the next couple years. So I'll leave it to you, Ev. How are you feeling, my guy?
I'm feeling great, even though we sitting here 48, 49 hours ago, we were sitting here talking about, there's no way that the Washington Commanders could possibly let us have Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson was a guy that was on our radar. It was a guy that we talked about on the show, but we just didn't think that the Washington Commanders would be willing to work within the division like that. But, I mean, one thing you really want to think about, or I've been thinking about at least the past couple hours, there's two deals that have happened with the Commanders in this offseason since Josh Harris has taken over. I mean, Josh Harris obviously owns the Sixers. I'm not sure if him and Howie have crossed paths in their many years of professional team ownership, but maybe there's a line of connection there. And if Howie is exploiting it right now and, you know, taking a little bit of advantage of his friend, so to speak, and Josh Harris, so that he can better his team. I'm all for it, dude. Howie Roseman continues to Howie. I think this is a great deal. Honestly, I think it's a great deal for both teams. If you look at it realistically, the Commanders are not in any position to be winning right now. And so them adding in a third round pick, and then you could go out that they could be drafting their wide receiver in the first round next year and then have an additional third round pick next year. So you never know how it plays out for them. Who cares? I think they'll be in the basement for a long time anyway. The birds are up, though, man. Jahan Dotson is the best trio in the league. Tell me a wide receiver trio that's better than A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Jahan Dotson. I'm hyped.
There's nothing to go ahead and compare it to, but, I mean, shit, I don't even know if there's any need to have a podcast, because, I mean, everything you said is pretty much on point. Like, it talked about the whole situation. Yeah, I'm souped, too. I mean, I'm over here driving, trying to keep my composure, because, I mean, yo, we talked about it just 2 nights ago that we wanted a wide receiver 3, and we got it. To go back to your statement where did we not think that the Commanders were dumb enough? Yeah, they're dumb. You know what I mean? I mean, not surprised on that move, but, like, yeah, listen, the trigger was pulled, and now he's an Eagle. Bro, what more can we ask for? Like, shit, this is a trio that's going to go in there and do some serious damage. And like you, Ev, I'm even more hyped up now. Like, yo, I wish the season started. I was in Brazil right now. Like, that's how fast I want this shit to get going.
Hey, facts. Well, you know what I love about this trade is he's 24 years old. Two years off on the contract. It's going to be together for a while. Like, Commandees, thank you. Thank you so much. And he wanted to get out of that garbage-ass stadium anyway. Now he's about to come home. And you know what? You know what the beauty about this is? He's a former Nifty Lion.
From Nazareth, PA.
Yeah. We got the Nifty Lions on offense. You know what I'm saying? With Saquon. You know what I mean? And then we got the Georgia Bulldogs on the defense. And I definitely want to say this. You know, shout out to what's the coach's name for the Commanders?
Dan Quinn.
Thank you. Because you lit a fire under his ass. Because you said the other day in your press conference that, whoa, the second wide receiver is up for grabs. We don't have a – bruh. Listen, he coming to Philadelphia? He go, oh, man, we want all that smoke now.
Hey, dude, this is our first glimpse of Dan Quinn inside the division. I mean, looking at him from the outside – my information about Dan Quinn going into this is, isn't he the guy that blew the 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl? I'm pretty sure that was Dan Quinn. So, you know, you got that. You got it mixed in with him in these couple trades that have worked out, I think, that are going to benefit the Eagles moving forward. I'm liking this little relationship we got set up right now.
I mean, this trade to me, like, obviously my phone was blowing up. I was trying to – I was on my way to, you know, pick up some merch, obviously. And then phone was blowing up.
Flexing.
Sexy flexing, too. Come on, son.
Phone was blowing up, and I almost swerved off the highway. And I was like, let me just pull off the side of the road. Let me post it on socials, get that taken care of. And then after that, it was probably 3 minutes of screaming in my car, fist pumping. People were looking at me on the highway. I just feel like this is kind of move you got to make. It's funny. I was getting Rack Shack's information this morning to send out his autograph from our last contest. And we had a good text chat of about 20 minutes of trying to figure out wide receiver 3. We literally sent in spot track contracts and trying to figure out who that might be. And then 15 minutes later, bang, this trade. So I'm
just keeping Dude, you're sitting here geeked. We're sitting here geeked. Think about Jahan Dotson. Look at it from his point of view. I mean, he woke up this morning, and my man was on a team that was supposed to be in a complete rebuild year with a rookie quarterback. You know, what were they going to max out at? Like probably 6-7 wins next year? I don't have high hopes for the Commanders at all. And now you're on a team that is in contention to – I don't see a more top dog in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
Hey, but think about this, though. You know the crazy part is? He, you remember last year, he put up, he had like 10 catches for like a buck 10 on, against us, right?
Yeah,
he was putting up numbers against us. So he put up some okay numbers. But look at the quarterbacks that he had last year, bro. Like, he has some garbage-ass quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Sam Howell, Carson Wentz, like, terrible run game, terrible offensive line. Like, now he's in a system where he is going to eat, and especially underneath the hood of the Kellen Moore offense with AJ, Devontae, Dallas Goedert, Saquon.
And with all those guys on here, that pressure is taken off. I mean, he was expected to be the number one guy opposite of Terry McLaurin on that team.
Right.
So now you look at it, you need for him to do is contribute. I mean, if you're looking at it at a year to year type of thing, we just got a first round pick for a guy that for the past couple of years has been a fill in or a fifth or sixth round pick, whether it was Quez Watkins or, you know, we were going into it with Anaya Smith and Johnny Walker this year, John Wilson this year.
You trying to tell us something?
You all right, bro?
That's my bad. Freudian slip. but the point being is that, like, you look at it at a year-to-year basis, and our wide receiver three, I'm a lot more confident this year than I have been in years past going into the season.
Quazoo. Yeah.
I mean, age-wise, he's the perfect age in the contract situation where it's like you keep all these guys together for at least 3 years. Like, in that fifth year, you don't even have to get him a new contract. You can just give him his value and keep him for another third year if that's the case that may be. But I just think in terms of giving Jalen three weapons to work with, great. A guy that can probably play inside and out, has juice from the slot as well. He's a guy that I can see, you know, you put him in a motion, you know, a little wide receiver screen, like the dump off. See, he can do all that stuff. And the whole thing about it is he doesn't have to be that guy. We don't need him to be that guy here. We have wide receiver one and 1A and 1B locked. It's just a matter of him giving us something over the middle because that's where he's been successful over the last – couple of years. He's not afraid to go over the middle and make those catches. But I think, you know, coming back to PA, you know, I think it's he actually grew up in the same area where my girl grew up. So it's a lot of people in that area will always talk about Jahan and talk about Saquon. Kind of rhymes. It's all working together. I think this is the greatest I'd say Thursday I've had in a long time. I said, what did I do to deserve this? I think it was the news that we all wanted to hear, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. 100%. Sure. I mean, this is the one thing I think that we've all kind of came to the conclusion of, at least I know me and Prime did, where the wide receiver three, it was the biggest need where we were looking for Howie to make a trade. I mean, obviously with Justin Simmons going to the Falcons, Matthew Judon as well, you know, but those are dreams that are now in the past. But we got that wide receiver three that we were looking for. And I can't believe that. I feel like I've been saying this a lot in you know, predictions coming into new Eagles seasons. But this might be one of the better Eagles offenses I've ever seen on paper.
I mean, for sure. I totally agree with you. And the other thing is, like, the other night when we were talking about this, We needed for this to happen ASAP because we're down to our last preseason game. Whoever it was that was going to come in here had to get their feet wet a little bit to be prepared for that game next Friday. So, I mean, like, it was either yesterday, today, Friday. I mean, we were here just, like, waiting. But, look, I mean, the trigger was pulled again today. And I'm with you, Gail. It's a happy Thursday, bro. Like, I mean, what better news to go ahead and receive than to know that we got our wide receiver three. Now – we got other options, you know what I mean? Now we're going to go see. Do we keep five? Do we stay with four? What? Where we at on the wide receiver end?
Hey, this is the thing, though. We got to redo the whole 53. I feel like we need to redo it. Because no, hold on.
Where's Kimball going?
See, y'all disrespectful, bro. Y'all just going to throw my man away like that.
What's up?
Yes, super disrespectful, Gail. Is it the jacket? Is it the jacket? The jacket just changed you to a different person.
I'm just saying. What is Paris gonna do? Does he do special teams?
Yes, he can. He can contribute to the special teams.
Can he stay healthy?
Yeah, unless that's a downfall. Well, I will say this though. There's one more position that can be upgraded, and I don't think it's going to be necessarily a trade. I think it's going to be you're cutting down your 53 man roster, and you're going to pluck somebody off somebody else's roster. And that position, I'm not Calcaterra Harry hater. Tight end. That can be another position on the offense side that you can upgrade to make this offense be more. I mean, can we? Am I being greedy? Because
I think you're being a little bit greedy, bro.
Am I being greedy? All right, okay. Let me humble.
Yeah. We got to get the ball. We got to get the ball to Goddard before we start worrying about getting touches out the Calcaterra.
That's the thing. No, I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead. My fault.
Man, it's going way off topic. Like that, go ahead.
No, I'm saying that is the truth about the fact that we got to get the ball to Goddard. But, I mean, like, bro, we were at the open practice. We saw how good he looked. You saw the attention that he is trying to gain himself in this upcoming season. And, I mean, just think about it. Now you got 1, 2, 3 weapons. You got 4 with Saquon. You know what I mean? Like, that's 4 people that are definitely going to go ahead and draw so much attention that there's no way possible Dallas Goedert doesn't get, like, the yards like crazy this year. I mean, think about it. I mean, like,
I'm thinking of two set tight ends. I'm thinking, like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking of.
My thing is about the weapons. It's not numbers-wise, it really, to me, They really all have to be locked in on just getting dubs right now. Because, I mean, there's so many guys that can eat on any given Sunday now that, like, your wide receiver, say your CB3, 4, are they good enough to cover a Dotson? Because your CB2 is not even good enough to cover Devontae.
That's what I was literally about to say. I mean, when you're going to be bracketing A.J. Brown with your 1 and 3 cornerbacks, and then you got Devontae – yeah, or a safety. I mean, like, that's just going to be a mismatch for if I think Jahan Dotson honestly has a chance to eat this year. I mean, he's been pretty consistent. You look at his stats in his career. I think he put together like 2 500-yard seasons with like 5 and 7 touchdowns apiece. But I mean, I think that in this offense, he could beat those numbers as a wide receiver 3.
I think it'll be tough. I think he's going to have those splash plays is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, those splash plays. Well,
I mean, the field. One year he averaged almost 15 yards a catch. So, I mean, he has definitely had those splash plays.
I think in the seams, definitely will be effective. He scored a touchdown against us last year in the seams on your boy Sidney Brown.
I'm excited to see Kellen Moore just kind of move the wide receivers around a lot more. Rather than what we were doing last year, man, and just locking guys' place. I mean, do you guys think that there's a lot of talk, at least online, they're talking about different ways that you could deploy this. Do you think that Smitty gets any time in the slot, or what do you think?
I think he's going to interchangeable, yeah. I mean, even AJ time in the slot, but I think
AJ would dominate in the slot.
I think they all have that ability to be versatile, but I think you know, people are excited. And Cooltone says, now all we are waiting for is Reddick to be released and coming home. Can I dream like Primo?
No. You're being greedy. I was told I was being greedy. You're being greedy. Yeah, humble. Be humble yourself.
You look at the dots of money and, like, it's not going to cost you much. So, you know, you still got some money to play with here.
So, but do you think the compensation for the Commanders was a fair deal? A third and 2 sevenths?
I think so.
They traded away 7
throwaways.
earlier this year. Yeah. Like
at the same time, I think they're just building up draft picks because, you know, for what I'm hearing, they're really going to go hard after Brandon. See if they could go ahead and swipe him up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. They definitely got the ammo to go get Ayuk. Right.
Ayuk.
Yeah. They got the ammo. I will say this, though, to see that what everything is transpiring with us and the the Cowboys decide Linville Joseph, which is crazy to me. Seeing this happen now that we're 8 days away, right, and then 2 weeks into the boom, we're in Brazil. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this offense now? Like, I'm like, what is going through your minds, fellas? I gotta know. And on top of that, everybody, and this is Gail's favorite word, everybody eats, B. Everybody eats.
I mean, and then you got an actual experienced coordinator on top of it that's calling the shots. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that this is a recipe for. You look at it on paper. This offense should break some records, man.
Yes, Eagles records. That's exactly what I was just getting ready to say. Record breaking season. But on top of that, what is Kellen Moore? What's going through Kellen Moore's head right now?
Like, thank you, Primo.
He must be in heaven.
He got toys.
Yeah, it's like on Christmas Day when you go to your tree and you got more gifts than you expected, and then you got hit with the Nintendo 64 and you turn a Nintendo 64 kid. Like, yes. I mean, I've been pinching myself for a while in terms of like thinking about what we have. You're like, even Jahan Dotson had put up had quote tweeted the graphic of Saquon, Jalen, AJ, and Devontae in Dallas. And he was like, what is this, a mutt roster? Like one of those Madden edition ultimate teams, whatever. And now he just added himself to that team. Like, he really memed himself into existence because now he's on this squad where this was like the icing on the cake, you know, because obviously the last pod we were just sitting there like, wide receiver has to be coming at this moment. And here it came. Perfect trade. Like, you think about CJ GJ when we brought him in 2 years ago and we brought him in right at the back end of the summer and
August,
the piece that we needed. This is the piece that we needed.
100%, man. 100%. I mean, I think I don't see how, like, I think there's a possibility where, you know, he doesn't have the career year that I'm expecting him to yield in this offense, which I think is totally possible for him. But I mean, you look at how he did and what the compensation was, this was the right move to do. I mean, you shored up that wide receiver three position. What else is Howie supposed to do?
And you talk about like, bro, I'm so souped just to go ahead and update my roster on Madden tonight. Like, it's crazy.
I might even buy Madden today. Just for the
I can't wait to update that roster. Like, holy shit. Like, this is some shit you dream about putting together, and look, it's just facts. Like,
you couldn't even make this trade in the game if you tried. But
you're right. You couldn't. Yeah.
He did have some return experience at Penn State. Do you think that the Eagles plan to use him at all in that respect, or do you think we have enough going on?
Maybe back up.
I don't know. Me personally, I think we got enough going on already in there, and I wouldn't risk it. You know what I mean?
Now, Covey is good. Yeah, bro. Covey is good. Like, lock it in. Covey is good. Okay. You know, someone's got to play special teams of this unit, and if it's not like we need to put one of these guys on the gunner, but like, I mean, obviously Johnny Wilson, probably good. I think Anaya Smith, I'm wondering where the team is at with him. Obviously him coming off injury, I still think he's getting back to his senses in terms of where he's at with the injury. Having his best practice last practice was the best practice that he's had all camp. But again, I talked to so many Eagle fans that said, I really am not here for a development of really anybody this year. To Perkins, actually, we were talking and I said, at this given point, this roster,
is in win mode. So there can be no complaining about touches. There can be no half ass in it. There's so many different ballers on this team. Like, you either get on or get off, because this train's trying to go to a Super Bowl for a Super Bowl run. And if you're not there, and again, I'm not worried about like the development of some younger player. Not because I'm a dick at the moment. I'm just saying this is a win now.
We're not going to contribute this year. I mean, we got ballers that are ready to contribute.
Yes, sir.
I totally agree with you both.
Yeah, and I mean, like, one thing that I feel like we haven't been given the luxury of in years past is depth. And you just look across each position group. I mean, think about the years of, you know, Cravon LeBlanc and Carrie Williams and just dude. And we went through a rough period at cornerback, and now we are looking at these cornerbacks on this roster like there's going to be good guys we have to cut. You know what I mean? There's going to be talented dudes that are probably going to get swooped up, but we just simply don't have the space for you on our roster. And to have that kind of depth there, to have, and you know, God forbid, if something were to go down with AJ Brown or Devontae Smith, I mean, to have two solid options at wide receiver still, that's huge, man. The defensive line rotation is great. The offensive line has all pros and future Hall of Famers on it. It's ready to win.
It's lining up perfectly for us, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Heather asks, when was the last time y'all felt this good about the season?
I feel like every year, man. How it gets me excited like this every year. Past few years, at least.
Yeah.
Isn't it hit different right now?
I wouldn't say it hits different. What I would say is it's becoming a new norm for us Eagle fans that our GM goes out there day in, night out, and goes, what can I do to upgrade this roster? What can I do to uplift this city, this fan base? That's what I love about Howie Roseman. He's not content. He's gonna make that move.
There's always room for improvement.
There is. And you know, like he said it in an interview a couple months ago. He said, I wake up every day and I look at the wire, the waiver wire, and I go, what can I do with this person? How can I make this team at better? Like, they want me. They feel me. They know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I must do it. Yeah, I love that. I love that. I gotta get a Howie jersey now.
Janae chimes in. She says, "Heather G, dare I say 2017? Howie doing the same thing, putting all these puzzle pieces together to make a dominant team." And I think any GM that's willing to, like Tim said, you know, be aggressive and work the wire and really just. I feel like, when somebody has – I've always talked about Howie in terms of, like, building this team as a house. Like, before, we had, like, the front fortified on that Super Bowl roster, but we had the side doors.
No locks.
Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills. It was like, yo, we need to fix those locks. So I feel like this team, I mean, we fixed the locks on the doors. I think in the interior – in depth wise, like, can we work on that? That's something we're all, we're talking about a DT, veteran DT. We saw Linville Joseph sign with the Cowboys. Do we need one more piece? Do we, dare I say, take a page out of Evan Hearn's book and trade for Aaron Donald? I remember everyone's talking about Aaron Donald. Like, whatever you need to do, Howie, at this moment, go ahead and do it, because I'm not here for – I'm not here for like the next move that you make. I mean, we have opportunities going into trade deadline. There's a move that can be made, obviously, but
we can recoup that third round pick. I mean, Howie does stuff like that every year. Dude.
Darren G says, let's not forget Dotson has 4.43 speed too. Mm-hmm. So now we have to both him and Smitty that can take top off of defense. I mean, bro, it's just pick your poison, man. You got Goddard on the seams. You got Dotson on the seams. You got him on option routes. You got
Then you got to worry. This is AJ Brown. He's killing a squad with slants. Oh, he does that normally. Mm-hmm. They start bracketing him, showing some attention, taking a safety out of the box. There we go, inside zone, Saquon. He's eating you up. You could do play action. You could throw back to Saquon on these running back screens. You got the pony looks that you could deploy. Trips is going to look bananas.
I agree with what you're saying, but it's all about how it gels throughout the season. I mean, I'm not trying to be the wet blanket thrower. But I mean, you brought up the year we won.
You are.
Hear me out.
Oh, man, you brought up the year. Screaming at the cloud. 29-year-old old man screaming at the cloud. What are you going to say?
Yo, what's up, yo?
Hey, let me get my words out, and then you can judge it. All right. Ew. So the year that we won the Super Bowl, you were talking about Ronald Darby. You're talking about Jalen Mills, right? That was the year we won the Super Bowl. Would you argue that the year that we lost the Super Bowl recently, we had a better defense and a better team overall?
We also had a better field to play on as well.
Okay. Regardless, I'm just getting at the fact that I think we had a better team the year that we lost the Super Bowl. So it really just comes down to how your chemistry is as a team.
It's true.
You need to keep it together. You could have all the talent in the world, but if you got a bunch of guys that hate each other, it's not gonna work out.
Very true.
You gotta play for each other.
That's very true. I mean, we had a person that hated the team's success, and that was Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
But that shit was still moving. Nobody cared. With no side track.
we got a Jerome talking, why is our wide receiver 3 better than the current Cowboys wide receiver 1? I mean, if CD ever shows up, but I wouldn't in this situation. I would not show up till he got his money. Jimmy says Prime looking like LL Cool J doing a music video. Alexis says, does this trade mean the end of the road for John Ross? I'll put on Boys the Men right now.
Yeah, cue Boys the Men on that one right there.
Yeah.
And again, we love the Reclamation Project. We love the story. Again, this is not about anyone personally. This is we are going to battle, and we need the best wide receiver 3 in the house. We're not nickeling diamond the wide receiver 3. They threw some money at it. Just like they threw money at linebacker, just like they threw money at CJ to come back. Mm-hmm. They are all in. They threw money at the cornerback position because it became a little butt-ass. And now here we are, just like Rome says, we got a squad, boys. And again, you got to be proud of Howie, man.
Hell yeah, we proud.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And just like how Gail just said, Gail ain't playing no games. I ain't doing this shit for shit and giggles. I'm out here, B.
this could be one of the most epic seasons ever. This makes you want to show up to every game if that's possible. I don't know how Nady does it. I don't know how he does it or something. The Philly sports
Jamie
guys of the world. Do it, or I don't know how we do it sometimes, but we try to show up. But how could you not miss a game this year?
I tell you what, this makes me excited for, man. I mean, I know that we've been privileged the past few years. I mean, we've been calling guys out on the show for being greedy. But what I kind of missed that we didn't have last year in all that winning, I want the blowouts back, man. I want to blow some teams out of the water. And I think what's Paul's about blowing teams out of the water?
Evan's just like, I want to curb stomp people. I don't just want to win. I want to
drop bombs, bro. No, I do. Think about the year we won the Super Bowl, bro. Think about we were rolling the Denver Broncos. Yeah. Yep. You know what I mean? That was one of the best defenses in the league. And people were talking about, wait till this big bad Eagles offense goes up against the Denver Broncos. Then what? We dropped a 50 burger on their head. And then we put the NFL on notice and we won a Super Bowl that year. I want some blowouts. I think this offense could do it.
I thought you said something else. My bad.
No, I like the idea of like showing, like, you know, when you can easily put the kill switch on a team and make it look easy, and then people in the end zone doing dances. That was a vibe. Gary asked, he says, what's up, fellas? So excited for the season. Offense loaded for real, but do you guys think we might still add an edge before week one?
I think the trades are probably done with at this point. I agree with what Tim said earlier. I think that you got the 53-man rosters cuts coming up. I think what would probably make the most sense is you just go and grab some guy that just wasn't able to fit in on another squad. I think what ends up happening. I see it happen.
Coach Walker says this roster is built so Smith and Wilson develop without being thrown in fire. I'm totally let these guys develop. I don't know if you can put one of those guys on the practice squad. I think both of them will get plucked. I think if they do decide to carry six, then they really do believe in Smith's development and where he can get to.
Do you think that they end up having a phantom injury with Smith?
Potentially.
Possible, yeah possible.
He might slip on the some water on the floor by the kitchen, maybe. Something. Fly Eagles 39 asks, any concerns with right guard or edge? Mekhi Becton, he said he was dealing with general soreness, so that you know, everyone, that little scare that he had, he said he's good. This is his new normal. He said, you know, he's ready to go. I just want Steen to get healthy. That ankle has me a little concerned from being in the trenches. I think dealing with, I don't know how bad that ankle is. That's my only concern. I think Cam's going to be all right.
I think as far as right guard, I'm actually feeling pretty comfortable right now between Becton and between Steen. I think that we have two guys that can definitely fill that gap. As far as edge is concerned, I think one thing that is kind of being undersold this year is Jalix Hunt's role in this rotation. I mean, because if you look at just how this whole defensive edge situation is set up, you got Nolan Smith, you got Josh Sweat, you got BG, you got Jalix Hunt. I think that Jalix Hunt is going to have kind of a bigger role in this defense than people really think he is going into the season. And I mean, what's coming out of practice, honestly, like I've heard that he's been one of the fly under the radar steals out of the draft. So if he can perform and live up to that, that'll be huge. But I mean, you know, I agree that edge is one of those positions where I'm kind of eyeballing right now. I don't know what to make of it.
I see him riding the same wave that Sweat did when he first came into the league. I mean, he was that one that was quiet, ended up coming out and destroying shit. Like, so I mean, it's either going to be the same wave or he's going to go ahead and ride the wave even higher. So yeah, I mean, we've seen the kid in person, we know what it's about. And again, we can all agree that it's those quiet school players that come out and really blow it up in the league. Yeah. So I think Hunt's going to be good. But listen, I got a fantasy football draft to get to, fellas.
What do you pick?
I don't know. That's why I got to hurry up and get over there, because they're doing they're picking the numbers. Happy Thursday, man. Look, we did our thing. Howie did it for us. We're going to go ahead and ride this wave just as well. So
you drafted Jahan Dotson?
hey, now I got three options. So, you know what I mean?
There you go. Hey, before you leave, though, happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife.
Happy anniversary. I appreciate you guys. Thank y'all. All right.
All right, LL.
Light skin, LL.
Corey says, what a time to be an Eagles fan. Let's effing go. Rome says, imagine being on defense and looking across the line of scrimmage and seeing talent at every position. Has to be intimidating, especially the moment someone goes in motion. Think about it, man. It's just so much. If you can get, it's going to take a lot of eye discipline on the other side of the ball to actually, you know, the gap integrity, just like to make sure you're in your gaps. Because if you're not, Saquon will cut back on you.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Saquon Jaylen will
take off on you.
The options are endless. I mean, Saquon even catching the ball out of the backfield. Like, there's many different ways that you can attack teams. And like, one of the things that I really hope ends up playing out this year is that I would kind of not mind a low pressure situation out of the NFC East. I mean, you look at the landscape right now and the Cowboys, we just got Jahan Dotson as our wide receiver 3. Their wide receiver 1, I don't think has even showed up yet still to a practice. And so that's a complete mess over there. They got players that are holding out. You look at the Reds, you look at the Commanders, they just traded away Jahan Dotson. So I think that they're kind of, without saying it, throwing in the towel this year. Not that he was going to make or break the season, but I'm saying they know that they're not in a win now mode and they're building for the future. So they're in that transitional period. And then you got the Giants, who are the Giants. So, like, I think that the NFC East right now, it's the Eagles' division to lose. And as long as you can just beat the teams you're supposed to beat, which is pretty much everyone in the league with this roster, I think that I'm hoping that the walk to the division should be a breeze this year.
Shout out to Jim. I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, it's always the high expectations, and then, you know, it's that little itch behind that makes you think, like, oh, man, please. But there's no way. With this talent on his offense, come on. I mean, we have celebrities that are bad. You got Wale. You got Kevin Durant. Like, they hot as hell right now. It's like, if those two names right there, and matter of fact, for people that don't know who Jahan Dotson, please go check out highlights on YouTube of him. And that will tell you everything.
I know you're a Penn Stater, so you've seen him do damage over the years. But shout out to the McCabe family. Joan, the McCabe family has done damage at tailgates over the years. Coming down from Northeast to come catch the Browns. Always good to see y'all in the building. Wow, man, these comments. I'm trying to keep up.
Appreciate y'all.
Darren says, I see Evan's point. This chemistry in that locker room matters 100%. I think, and this is where I go back to, and again, all the intel that we got, and some of it we shared, a lot of it we didn't. But all the intel that we got over the last year, and just thinking about, like, whatever, you know, you could interview every single Eagle player on that roster last year and probably get the same vibe. It doesn't matter anymore. Like, this is a new season, but you all know, right? You know shit happened, right? But you all know that they all went through it. So they went the year before, they went to a Super Bowl. The next year, they weren't in sync. They weren't, you know, what are those coaches and players
gelling
correctly? That didn't work. So they everybody in that whole damn building knows what happened. So now moving forward,
well, that was one of the things that I loved that came out of training camp was I forget who was the one that had made the initial quote. And honestly, who even responded, but it was someone that had came onto the team this year. I'm not sure. Maybe it was Saquon, but someone was newly acquired and they looked at just the open practice and all that. And they were like, you know, I can't believe that this is, or I can't believe that people are going this hard for a practice. And he was like, yeah, no, there's no But the way things ended last year, there's no days off. Essentially, what they were saying. So I love that mentality.
I feel like Jahan Dotson is like Eddie Murphy in Coming to America when he lands in America and he's in Brooklyn. Happy to be here. Like, hello, neighbor. Like, he's very happy to be here. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. He went from, did you see the stadium?
Yes. F you too.
He's happy to be here. Now the man gets Super Bowl, and then he's like, the man got his own money. Coming open, I Believe Green says, I just love that we locked up our top receivers and got Saquon, and Cowgirls can't even lock up their best players. I love wallowing in their misery. And again, you don't like to, I mean, on social media, people always look at other people's thing and they start comparing. Like, you're like, the Cowboys are looking across their socials and they're comparing themselves to the Philadelphia Eagles. Would you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, you're sizing yourself up and you look position by position. I mean, one of their big selling points this year is what? Is Zeke's back?
I don't want your money touching my money. I don't want your money touching my money. That's how this could be right here.
We got one of the best running backs in the league. They're trying to sell Saquon Barkley being back. I'm sorry. They're trying to sell Zeke Elliott being back as, like, you know, he's going to save their offense. He wasn't even a starter in New England. On an awful New England offense, he couldn't even find starting time. So, you know, good luck with that one. It's a good nostalgia story. But I really think the Cowboys are cooked, bro. I think the Cowboys are like floating around a 500 football team this year.
I you know, they always surprise, but I do think they have some inner turmoil going. I did, you know, talk about inner turmoil. I did go watch some of the Commander content creators to see, to gauge the vibe. And they like I'm Awake RU's comment. He says Dotson was a shocker. He said that was a shocking trade. They said they didn't see that one coming. They just were shocked at the way it happened. And they were basically saying that, you know, when players get traded off, sometimes, you know, Commander fans will be like, try to shit on their grave on the way out. They're like, no, the dude was good. The dude showed flashes. You know, he struggled a little in preseason, but the fact that he was traded, they were more upset with the idea of him being traded up 95 to the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, of all teams in the NFL, you couldn't have got a third round from anyone else in the NFL that you had to, like, trade with Howie, of all people, and give us an affinity stone?
Do you think that there's anything to what I said in the beginning with Josh Harris now being it's now two trades.
I thought about that. I thought about that. I was like,
it's two trades since Josh Harris took over this offseason.
It could be. It could be a Philadelphia connection. Because you still need, you still want Eagle players on the sideline for the Sixers games, I don't know. It could be. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was shocked, and I was just like, I called Gail because I got the word, and I was just like, Gail. It happened. It was just, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Adrian says We're set at edge. I keep saying, how about another safety, Ev? You want another safety? You good? You want to hold back?
If the deal's right, then yeah. I just don't want to – I feel like Howie has got it good right now. It's like when you're making a good sauce. You know what I mean? You don't want to add too much salt. You don't want to add too much and spoil it. I think that where we're looking right now, it's tasting pretty good, bro. And so if you could add something and spice it up a little bit more, it might work out perfect. But it's a risk. I like how we look right now. Safety, I mean, if you can get more depth. I can't believe the depth that we have on this team, if I'm being real with you. I mean, you think about it from position to position. Obviously, there's positions that are deeper than others. But, dude, this is a deep football team across the board. Like, I'm confident.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mark in the building, tailgate goers. man, I still can't believe that the season is like literally like 2 weeks away.
You leave for Brazil in a week, right?
Next Friday. It's funny.
8 days, yeah.
Amanda, are you ready? I would have broke out the Brazilian money. I got the reals already, so I was like, oh god, I got Brazilian money right now.
is it all? Does it look cool? Is it all?
Yeah, it looks cool. I'll show.
What's it like? What's the first thing that you're going to do when you land in Brazil? Like, what do you have? Do you have a plan? Have you been watching YouTube videos? Like, where to go? I've
been watching a lot of YouTube videos on Brazil. Yeah.
I was excited to watch YouTube videos.
Where you watching know. The scam videos, been watching like, you know, the because there's a lot of fake news out there about situations. But, and again, you just gotta really just be on your toes. I mean, I worked in New York City for 24 years. You just gotta be on your toes everywhere because shit happens everywhere. I was at my desk and I saw, the planes hit on 9/11.
Right.
Shit goes down everywhere. So if you talk about seeing some shit.
I don't know how we got the 9/11.
Oh, I'm just saying. People are like, I'm just afraid of every, you know, like, I was like, you know how much bad shit has happened in New York City? Like,
yeah.
Brazil, like, you know, obviously.
Speaking of bad stuff that's happened in New York City, I mean, Jordan McGee talks about how we stole Saquon from the Giants. Now we take Jahan Dotson. He wants to steal something from the Cowboys. You forget about Will Greer?
Yo, Jordan wants the Micah Parsons salad, you know, added a little.
Yo.
He's sprinkling in a little Micah Parsons in there.
Like, one more trade? Could you imagine?
See, we being greedy. That's the problem.
Mike.
One thing I do need, though, I'm going to need Will Greer to give up that 13 because I think the Giants
Will Greer is going to give up the entire
I need you to give that up. And I need McPherson. I need 27. You can get on the team if you make the team. But I need Quinion to have number 27. Yeah, that belongs to him.
McPherson fits in here either.
I'm just saying. I'm being polite.
Todd says, I believe in what Slay was saying too. Our defense is going to hold teams 17 or less after starting slow in training camp. I've heard the defense has been dominating the offensive late. I do think our corners, the way we're set up, I think we're going to have a feisty group, man. Those guys are speed demons too.
If sure. I'm looking at, I still have the list from Tuesday up of all of the guys that, you know, from the 53-man roster, and I'm just looking at it by position group. If I'm being real with you, if there's one position group right now that I feel like we could add something to, it's defensive tackle. I mean, you got Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, and then you got Milton Williams, who we've said time and time again, got to prove something this year. Davis is on the same sort of thing. Marlon Gale,
can you?
Tupelo. You know, he has shown flashes in the past couple years, but how much can you rely on him? Same with Moro Jomo. Same with Thomas Booker. I think that once you go beyond Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis.
Milton?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind throwing another body in there.
What are your feelings on Milton?
I don't know what to think of Milton. We're entering another year where, you know, I'm kind of saying this is a make or break it year for Milton Williams. So I feel like Jordan Davis is on the same sort of thing. If we had more depth at defensive tackle, I think that's the one position I'd be looking at.
Shout out to Ryan. Says, let's go, boys. Fly, Eagles, fly. Rock the artist is in the building. He says, what's up, fellas? Howie is not playing. No, he's not. He's not playing. He's not playing with you weak-ass GMs. First-year GM. He's letting you know that.
Yo, I just thought of something. Remember that trade? We just traded with them to get Coop.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about the Josh Harris thing. Yeah. I was like, we got multiple trades.
So think about that. So we just got that, right? And if you remember, they played it and they played the mic'd up. He said, you know what, Howie, you're a pain in the ass. Hey, pain in the ass worked out so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Dylan says the belief in the young defensive players is encouraging as well. Go Bears from Boise. I do think I think you got a nuke list and all the – I don't know why y'all feel like you need to talk about trading Slay. what Slay has done for these young guys. It's provided them a veteran who is open and willing to give them all the answers to the test. I don't know if any Eagle fans that are not close to around the Philadelphia area, this guy gives the knowledge to all the young high school athletes out here, trains everyone. He's an open book. And I think the fact that you have these guys learning from him, the fact that Avante Maddox is teaching Quinyon Mitchell everything about the slot, you have a nucleus for this group. It started with, even on the offensive line, talk about Jason Kelsey, Landon Dickerson, and Malata learning from him, and Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks. Every year it trickles down. We have a new guy stepping up, and I think also CJ Chauncey.
Yeah, your mic. Yeah, I mean, another masterclass offseason by Howie Roseman. I mean, you know, one of the things that he had said, I'm not sure if it was this past offseason or a few offseasons ago, is that he's got the Super Bowl. Now he's trying to get himself in the Hall of Fame as a GM. And, you know, we got to see how this one plays out. Obviously, before any snaps are played, all of the hope and all of the dreams are still alive. I mean, you look at the Jets last year. They had Aaron Rodgers going into the year, and then all of a sudden, the first drive, season's over. You just hope everything can work out. Yes. But as it's set up right now, Howie did absolutely everything he can to put together a Super Bowl roster. So I'm hyped heading into the year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing I can say is if you're supposing of the team and you're going against this offense, you can't hide.
Yeah, you got killed.
You're going to get exposed today.
How are you saying?
Say what?
I'm reading.
Gail's getting himself scared about.
If Ev knows,
I don't know. Gail don't like traffic.
I don't know. What, I'm more scared of the traffic than I am of having a book. I was like, being stuck in traffic, bro. I hate it.
Gail will wait for it. We've gone up to the MetLife a few times, and he will we'll wait for the traffic to clear out of MetLife Stadium before we get on there. Which, I mean, you're just going to be sitting in bumper to bumper anyway.
Dog, yo, Gail was maybe late to my flight. I'm going home, right? After the game, he's like, yo, Tim, come on, let's go. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, you know what? Let's just chill. I'm like, Gail, I have to be in my flight in like 2 hours, No, you got time. You're good. You got time. You're good.
EC won football in the house. He said, let's effing go. The code is getting mad luck today.
You keep trying, flexing.
Man. You know, you're flexing this shit. Damn. Bro,
I didn't drive all the way up there for nothing. Shout out to Trey. I was looking at the highlights from Penn State today.
And you know, if you're sitting there thinking about too, you know, you're looking at his stats in the NFL and you're getting yourself discouraged. I mean, think about the situation. I mean, who was throwing to him? He was the wide receiver 3 on that team, and he was still able to garner 500 plus yards and all these touchdowns. I saw a stat. He's got more touchdowns. He added this to the draft class. Same year as Drake London, Chris Olave. He's got more touchdowns than both those guys.
Oh, so he was part of that draft class.
Yeah. Yeah, what draft was. Yeah.
So that means
right before
he was drafted 16th overall. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what that means? They did a lot of homework on Dotson as a person, fitting in the locker room, all that background, all that medicals.
Well, yeah, and he's from Nazareth to begin with. I mean, he's a stone's throw from Philadelphia. So,
yeah.
You know, it's already kind of assumed that he's familiar with the culture as is.
Andy says, what's up, y'all? Yo, Dots makes such a difference in this offense. Our top three can be in motion, and all three of them are just fine, ending up anywhere in the formation. So dope. The move is wild. When you think about how we were last in the league in use of motion, like one of the last – lowest rated teams using motion. The fact that we were like years of saying run the ball when we said team should run the ball. Right. Years of saying where's the motion, and now we have a guy that's willing to sprinkle in some motion with the players that we have. This is why, like, I'm like preseason, I don't give a rat's ass, and you're talking to the guy who loves the back end of the roster. I can give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm. Let's move forward to this game.
So, I mean, before we move forward to the regular season, I mean, you talk about Jahan Dotson getting up to speed. How much playing time you giving him in this preseason game? You letting him? Huh?
None.
You're not letting him get anything?
I don't really need to say anything. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Tim, let's disagree together here. Get him some snaps, bro. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
What are a couple reps in the offense? Yo, what are
Tim. Yo, stand up to the man. Listen. That's dumb.
What are a couple reps in an offense that is not even the offense that they're running? You're getting like bare basics, Madden 101, like wide receiver 3, like 11 personnel. Like, you're not even getting what we're running.
Listen, I'm gonna take the smart approach. Control the situation.
I got you.
You put him more in a controlled situation. If you listen to Britton Covey in his last interview, Britton Covey, he said, you know, talking about the offense, he's like, well, you know, we're not showing anything. We're not running anything that we actually run. So when people are like, he needs to get more reps in an offense that we don't run. So it's like he's already had a couple preseason games. He's played more in more preseason games than half the starters in our offense have played in yet. Our starters haven't played in preseason. So he should be okay.
He's definitely started. And he's definitely a starter.
He should be okay. Danny says, bro, how you gonna guard this offense for real? I mean, only thing can stop us this year is ourselves. Yeah. Hashtag stacked.
I agree. Yep, that's why I said a couple of chemistry, man.
Yeah, but it's fundamentals. Let's keep the fundamentals at hand. Remember why you are here. Let's do that. Because last year, a lot of guys weren't playing by the fundamentals. They were just playing just to play and try to, it was kind of just like, I'm doing my own thing. I'm hoping that you know, Nick is the CEO coach, and he is pounding and letting, hey, listen, this is a team sport. You cannot win, but with it's team and fundamentals. Keep the surprise. Keep the prize ahead of you. Keep it.
First of all, I wanted to give a shout out to Philly Sportships. If you guys are looking to take a trip, there's many trips. I'm going to start with the first, and I'll let Ed talk about the second round of trips. But the first round of trips, if you're not trying to go to Brazil, then you can go to New Orleans. Angelo Cataldi will be with us in New Orleans. It's going to be a dope ass trip. The Birds take over in Tampa. The one and only Brian Dawkins will be with us with the Philly Sports Trips. It's going to be amazing. The Bird takeover in New York. A lot of buses from the Link will be joining to head up to the Link. And
the MetLife.
Oh, the Link, yeah, MetLife, and brag about having Saquon as we go to MetLife and take over. And then the Birds take over in Cincinnati should be an awesome trip with Irving Fryer.
Yes, and heading into Dallas next, Birds take over, and that's going to be with Jeremiah Trotter, senior, going to be out there. That takes off November 8th, November 22nd. I'm not sure if that's before. I think that's right before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
The Birds are going to be taking over Los Angeles with Shady McCoy. I mean, that's going to be an awesome time, dude. Last tailgate we had out in L.A., it was huge. The food was awesome. Vince really did it up. I got a great picture of Gail getting a picture over top of a porta potty. That made the highlight. Birds take over Baltimore. That's going to be right down 95. It's going to be an awesome game for sure. You can want to check that one out. It's December 1st. And then to round it all out, one of the biggest tailgates of the year, every year away game, is going to be Birds take over Washington. That's right before Christmas on December 22nd.
Cold-ass game. Cold-ass game. Yeah, man. It's so weird, man. It's so weird.
I mean, like I see Anthony bringing up Mechie and you know, some of the other names that were tossed out there. Kind of blanking on them right now, but I know Mechie was one of those guys that was talking
Adam
about
Thielen. Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen wouldn't it's have been better. A bad addition. But Jahan Dotson, I'm happy, man. I'm happy with what we got. I would take him over a lot of the guys that were mentioned.
Yeah, Jerome with the traffic posts. Jerome, you got to give me a call. We need to talk about the traffic. Snacks on the highway.
If they got King's Hawaiian rolls out on the highway, Gail's all of his wares will go away. Up.
That's a top 10 road trip food. Road trip food. Shout out to Wick One. He said, we will see you guys in New Orleans and L.A. West Coast Birds misses you. Bro, we miss the West Coast. We talk about the West Coast Eagle fans. Shout out to West Coast Hoop Nation and Aaron and the crew over there.
You guys out in L.A. for sure.
A lot of amazing Eagle fans out on the West Coast.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of amazing Eagle fans on the West Coast. Finally caught up to the comments, man. Sorry if I didn't get to you guys on time. Keith says, first time watching, we talking about traffic, man.
Not the franchise.
Nice play in the league. We talking about practice, man.
Welcome, Keith.
Bro, I do the Allen Iverson impression all day long.
Yo, best conference ever. Like, Meltdown, loved it.
Franchise play in the league. We talking about
practice. Yeah, yeah. Him and Herm. and Danny Green, was it Danny Green, Coach Green? We thought we knew who they were. Oh man,
and crazy. We let them off the hook. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Garrigy says everything about his mindset as a player and the way he's mentoring the new players and sees it as his job to do that tells me, yeah, put Slay on our staff when he's finished on the field. I think he's another guy you could add him. As a color commentator, you know, I'm sure he would, you know, his last presser with the
yo,
he threw a new Diddy in there, and I don't think anyone was like, it just went over their heads. So yo. I think Jennifer Slash, her post was like, she was like using no Diddy in a press conference. Crazy,
yeah,
crazy.
Wow, cool.
Rome calling you out for the for rolling down King's Hawaiian rolls.
Yo, I went on a road trip one time and I came back with a bag of Hawaiian rolls.
I mean, they're banging. Don't get me wrong. I've had it before. They're great.
You on Hawaiian rolls and then Ev with his damn crunchy beer is wild.
Yeah,
it's speaking like random.
that's amazing.
I went to Donkey's.
Donkey Steaks. Yeah. Which location you go to?
In Camden.
Okay.
I think that's the best one, in my opinion.
That's the OG one, yeah.
Bro, it was so random. They had like rock music in the middle of Camden. I was like, bro. Yeah. The bar was
But it lives up to it, right? That was a cheesesteak.
But I was like, Donkey's. I was just like, they don't – like – I knew their cheesesteaks had to be good when they didn't have they had no provolone. Mm-hmm. Well, they had what they had, and you got to like it regardless. So I went with
right. Their seasoning is good. Their seasoning,
something I don't know what they put in the seasoning, but Donkey's.
Yeah, that's Donkey's. A legit cheesesteak, man.
Donkey's and Gitano's.
On the round seated roll too, not like your normal long roll.
Yeah, but see, that's the difference, though, with Jersey. Jersey and Philly are different when it comes to the bread with the – because Jersey does seeded bread. Mm-hmm. Philly don't do no seats. Like, yeah. That is like a no-no, big no-no. Yeah.
Yo, they got a t-shirt that says F the rolls, the long rolls. Yeah. In donkeys.
Yeah.
It's a jersey.
It's a state. Bro,
the people working on the grill, they came off looking like they just – everyone was seasoned in there. Like, you could tell the guy was, like, working there for, like, years. Yeah. I was like, bro, this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. This is going to be good. But, yeah, we really just wanted to come on and do a quick emergency pod. We weren't planning this, but very excited to actually do this pod today.
Yeah, for sure.
It's something we've been talking about for weeks, and finally we got it.
Howie, you're the man.
Howie, I give you flowers. This is for you.
If you we put out a meme earlier about Eagles' current mood, and all these Eagle fans, I mean, opposing fans, telling us that our team is stacked, and yeah, we know. We knew. We know. We know. We know. And we're all feeling like Anthony. He said, dude, pinch me. Yo, shout out to Anthony. Anthony, if you look in every single comment in every single platform, whether YouTube, Twitter, IG,
he shows up. Yep.
Anthony, or it, like the Eagles comments on Eagles Live, Anthony is everywhere. Just, hey, real ones know.
Hey, Anthony, tell me what size shirt you wear. I'm going to give you a shirt. Appreciate you.
Hey, there you go.
Appreciate you, bro. Cool. Oh, Donkeys is better, Del Santos. What? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Donkeys better than that. It's Ooh. Just, I think.
Sonny's is good, though.
I put Sonny's over Donkeys.
Sonny's, yeah.
I put they're Sonny's all, bro. Over. I mean, they're all different, man. It's almost like, it's like the super friends of steaks, cheesesteaks. You like, there's a. Yeah.
Sonny's is up there.
He said
Sonny's
is up there.
It is, they are. And Ooey Gooey's is up there, too. So I'm a fat kid. Sorry.
Before we get out of here, shout out to Bud Light for holding down all the tailgates. Shout out to Red Bull for giving the tailgate wing. Shout out to Lowski for holding down the tailgates each and every week. And Conscious Hawk and Italian Bakery for all the dope-ass tomato pies. Shout out to Crafty John for all the dope rope chains, and stop whining, Jesse Wines. If you want graphics, stop whining. Go find Jesse Wines and get some graphic done. Look for him on Instagram at Jesse_Wines for more information about getting graphics. You want graphics? Go to Jesse Wines.
Yep.
But last word, Tim, before we get out of here.
Howie, you son of a gun. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, we all knew that this third option wide receiver wasn't on this roster. Now he is. John, dang, bro. A Penn State guy, too. And like I said again, guys, if y'all don't know who he is, I'm telling you, last year he had like 10 catches, a buck 10 on us. And go check out his highlights, bro. He is the perfect fit for this squad. Go Birds. And yo, man, let's cheer together. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, let's go, the Birds.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. You know, just continuing to sing the praises of Howie Roseman. The dude does it year in and year out. I mean, this Eagles roster, this offense is completely stacked right now. We mentioned earlier in the podcast, this is a roster that should break a record or two. They have, whether it be individual or team records. I think that this team is Super Bowl bound, and yeah, man, I don't got much else. I'm fucking hyped. I'm pumped for the season. So fly Eagles fly.
Steven asked Gail, what was the name of the deli we went to in New Jersey that one time? I totally forgot. It's in that area, but it's another good one, but I'll try to remember it. But overall, just, I mean, if you doubt what Howie brings to the table, he knows how to work the league. He knows where all the weaknesses are. He knows where the strengths of our team. And obviously, he's in tune with where we're at, because, you know what I mean? Like, every trade that we wanted, he's given to us. We wanted guys like Chauncey back. We got Chauncey back. We wanted linebackers. We got linebackers. Shout out to Devin White. We wanted cornerbacks in the draft. Even guys like Quinyon Mitchell.
Two of them.
We got Quinyon Mitchell.
Throw Cooper DeGene on you, too.
We wanted a little Cooper cheese on there. We got that, too. We wanted Slay back in the day. You got that, too. We wanted Goddard. You gave us that. I mean, Howie, you've been very generous. Now, let's just go get the Super Bowl. Let's just go get that Super Bowl. As always, it's Fly, Eagles Fly. And we'll see you guys in the next one. If I could only just get to the button.
Best trio.
If I only get to the button.